Confusion over health insurance is costing patients, leaving them out of pocket for expensive medical procedures. The Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman has published a report which features the decisions made by the Ombudsman in complaints concerning private health insurance. It highlights in many cases the poor understanding surrounding the extent of health insurance cover. Acting Ombudsman Mary Rose McGovern joins us in studio. There are more than 300 different plan options available when it comes to health insurance, and you could say we're spoilt for choice, but we're actually confused by it, isn't that right?
Yes, good morning. We know that about 50% of the population holds health insurance, and with the average premium at about 1,400 or 1,500 euros per annum, it's a fairly costly piece of the budget for families. So as we're getting to the end of the year, we're probably looking ahead to 2023, and there may be people thinking about reducing their health insurance or even cancelling their health insurance. So with that in mind, we're publishing the decision today on our website in order to highlight the sort of issues that trigger complaints about health insurance so that people can better understand those issues.
And some of the complaints that you've received surrounded waiting periods and pre-existing conditions. Can you explain that?
Yes, the most common issue that we see and where we see misunderstanding is an issue of pre-existing medical conditions. So if you have an existing condition and if you buy health insurance, your new policy will cover you for lots of treatment for new matters, but it won't give you any cover for that pre-existing condition that you had until you've served a 5-year waiting period. So for example, Clara purchased a new health insurance in one of our case studies, and the day after she got her rules booklet and her welcome pack, she went to the doctor and she was complaining of significant back pain that had been giving her trouble for quite a few months. Unfortunately, it transpired for Clara that she had a tumour in her back and she was not covered for the surgery for that tumour because it was a pre-existing health condition. Now, Clara didn't know she had a tumour, but there was something going on. There was back pain. So it's really important to understand that it's not the fact that something has a diagnosis. It doesn't need a name. It's the signs and symptoms of what's going on. That's what makes it a pre-existing condition. And that's relevant also for an upgrade in policy level. So, for example, Matthew was diagnosed with prostate cancer in April, and 3 months earlier, in January, he had upgraded his level of cover. So he expected to be covered for this very specific robotic-assisted surgery that he needed. But his insurer said he was only covered for 6,000 out of the 10,000 bill. So he made a complaint. But when we investigated that complaint, when we looked at the medical evidence, he had a raised PSA for about 6 or 9 months before he upgraded cover. So he hadn't served his 2 years for the upgraded level of cover, and therefore he wasn't covered for that. But if people are confused, they need to pick up the phone and ask their health insurance, their health insurer about what cover they have, because there can be limitations on the treatments that you're entitled to be covered for, or even limitations on the hospitals that you can attend. Or even there can be limitations on the number of treatments that you can have. So in another instance, Alana, she was going to have plasma treatment for back pain, and her consultant recommended 3 sessions over a period of 6 months. But her insurer said no, that she was only covered for 1 session over a 6-month period. Now, in fairness, when we investigated that complaint, the insurer said that it would look at it again if the consultant could make details available as to why that frequency was important for Alana. But in the heel of the hunt, the consultant didn't make those details available, so she was limited to the actual cover under the policy.
So lots of examples there, and the key piece of advice is to read the policy, understand your cover before you renew and upgrade.
Exactly. And I suppose it's important to stress also that we expect insurers to give clear information to people when they make that call. So we had another situation where Alice made a call to her insurer. She wanted to undertake some dental work. She was given some very specific information about bridge work and crowns, and she expected to receive 3,000 euros. So she was quite put out when she received 1,500 euros only. And when we looked at that, what had happened is that literally 5 days later, her policy had renewed at a lower level of benefit. And we thought that was really unfair. So we directed compensation of 2,750. But if any of your listeners are thinking about changing their cover, we would really encourage them to go on to www.fspo, have a look at the decisions and the market research.
Okay, Mary Rose McGovern, Acting Financial Services and Pensions Ombudsman, thank you very much for coming on the programme. More business news at 8:30.